Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody. Tony Bruschi from the Dark Side of Wikipedia. Hope you're enjoying our programs. And if you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out one of our other shows, Real Ghost Stories Online. You can download it wherever you download podcasts. Each week, we put out a bonus episode jam-packed with some of the best ghost stories we get in. Here's a 15-minute preview of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Infestations suck. You know, especially if you're talking about bugs or something like that, nobody wants to have an infestation of, is infestation ever used in a positive way? No one ever says, I have an infestation of happiness, or there's an infestation of butterflies in my backyard. I guess that would be like maybe one of the only times it would be like, okay. Normally, infestation is associated with negativity. And we're talking about paranormal things. Infestation, you know, that's not good. Means there's a lot of things going on. Things that don't necessarily want you there. And it's up to you to try and, get beyond it. Get it out. It's you battling the infestation. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear about a home infested with negative energy of a living abuser. And did something supernatural make itself known to give the family some hope amongst that home that I said is infested with negativity from the abuser? And then a woman plagued by voices, sounds, feeling, manipulation. Basically, if you have a sense for it, this thing is ticking that box and saying, yeah, I'm going to let you know I'm here every which way I possibly can. It is truly a home infested by something that doesn't want her there. How does she deal with it? We'll hear about that in story number two. It's EPP bonus episode number 365 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Out of the darkness can come light. For everything out there, there is going to be an opposite. An opposite of equal reaction going the other way. What we hear about in our next story is a family that is suffering through the abuse of a father. Trying to endure it, trying to get by day, figuring out how to navigate these treacherous waters. With that abuse comes a lot of negative energy and sometimes seemingly negative spirits as well. But at the same time, positive things come about. Positive supernatural things come about. Things that bring hope and that bring quite literally in this story, a white light. Take a listen. Hello, Tony and everyone else. Sorry in advance, Tony. This will be long. I've written in before, and I'm thrilled that my story was aired as an EPP episode number 332 and was so touched. Yet at the same time, the feelings that I've tried to keep controlled or bottled up resurfaced. I'm not saying this is in any way to blame on you or your show. I'm writing again to say thank you for letting my story be heard and also apologize for my bad writing. I've had given much thinking if I should or shouldn't write about my paranormal stories, due that some to pertain to domestic violence, but in a way I'm glad I did. Don't know if any will be of much help to others out there that have or still are trapped in that situation. All I have to say is you will be okay. You're not alone, and everything doesn't last forever. Stay strong. Off now, that out of my chest, I'd like to share another paranormal story that even to this day still is something I don't understand, trying to figure out what exactly what it was. It was a hot day, and as most people would do, me and my younger siblings started to play with water to ease the heat. It didn't take long to remember we had a plastic swimming pool, so we all got together to clean it, fill it back up, which took us a while. As soon as it was clean and ready to be used, my mother asked us if we wanted to invite the neighborhood kids, and we agreed, the more the better. Two little girls that were around the same age, and my younger sister, we all played and laughed like no tomorrow. And for moments like those, you tend to forget all the evil and scary things and moments that you lived or still do live through. It was after 4 p.m., and my little brother started to get hungry. And as I am the oldest, I went inside and made sandwiches for everyone. Took my brother with me to the store, bought chips and a big Coke for everyone. We were having a good time. Suddenly, the hot, sunny day changed to a dark, cloudy, and windy day. As soon as it started to change, we all decided to go inside, and it started to pour like crazy. We didn't care. We had our fair share of amusement that we were content. Mother walked our two neighbors home, and she asked us to clean up the mess done. When she was back, she called me from the entrance of the house to help her unclog the roof drain tubes. I agreed, while leaving my brothers do the rest of the cleaning. To unclog the drain, I had to get up on something because I couldn't reach, and I'm a short person. So in order for me to reach the roof drain, I asked my mom to help me with some old chairs that had been in the backyard so she could hold them down while I climbed on them to unclog the drain. I got one leg on one chair and the other on the other chair. Yes, probably my mother should have said that wasn't safe, but she didn't. And on the contrary, she was holding them down for me to do what she always asked me to do. Anyways, I guess because those chairs had been in the sun for so long, they were worn out and didn't hold my weight, and I ended making holes in both the chairs. My legs went right through them, scratching down both of my legs. I did bleed, but nothing big. I still managed to drain the roof. Anyways, my mother asked me to take a shower so she could check my legs and put some medicine on them. I took a shower. My mother was waiting with some ointment and bandages. She asked me to sit on the bed. While being in bed, mother was telling me about her day. I was listening, but I was in pain. And in the background, all we could hear was both my younger sister and little brother playing and laughing in the shower, and everything seemed peaceful. Mother started to wrap a bandage on one of my legs, and from the corner of my eye, I saw a kid walking by in the kitchen. Mother's room was right next to the kitchen, and we didn't have doors but used curtains instead. I started to pay attention to the kitchen, maybe to prove to myself that I had mistaken, or that it was one of my siblings, and then it happened again. The same kid walked back from where I had seen it, head to walking back and forth, until it clicked on me that mother was going to get mad at my brothers for walking barefoot after washing up. So I said, "Don't walk barefoot, you're going to get sick." And as I said that, the kid stopped right in front of the curtain separating my mother's room and the kitchen. And I could see his bare feet from under the curtains. But at the same time, I noticed that he was wearing a white shirt and shorts, and his hair was so nicely made, but he never turned to face me. All I could see was his right profile side. I could not see his face. and I stared at this kid for what seemed like hours. My eyes were starting to sting because I didn't want to blink, and I was afraid to lose sight of him. My mother was still taking care of my legs, and she realized that I was not moving nor talking, and she looked at me and asked me if I was okay. That's when she turns to see what I was doing or looking at. She turned towards the curtain, and the kid vanishes. I didn't care of my leg pain and stood up as fast as I could and looked around the kitchen and even under the table, but there was nothing. There was no one. I didn't say one word to my mother because I knew deep down she would believe me no matter what. This was not new to any of us, but still would creep us out. As I'm standing in the middle of the kitchen in disbelief, my mother asked me if I was okay. I said yes. As I was about to ask her if she had seen it, she asked for how long he had been standing there. I turned to look at her and asked her if she saw it too. She said yes, and even before I could tell her what or how he looked, she says, and she described him exactly the same as I had seen him. I was in shock, but not scared. The kid didn't feel like anything negative or evil. It was more like a father waiting outside of a delivery room, waiting to find out if he had a baby girl or boy, that sort of a feeling. Or in another example, as a guardian angel worried about something, just walking back and forth, waiting on some good news. I swear I was happy and at peace. A few days went by after the incident, and the same neighbors come to the house to play with my sister and me as the oldest, and my brother being the only male and the youngest. Me and him were doing our own thing, playing video games together. Then my sister and her friends invade my room, asking for a snack. I got up from the floor and walked with them to the kitchen to give them cookies and milk, and my brother was right next to me. While I'm putting cookies in plastic plates and serving milk, my sister starts playing with my little brother. She was carrying him around like he was a plane, and he had his arms open. He was laughing and having fun. I continued to serve the milk and then asked them to sit down. And at the moment, we all saw a weird white light reflected and illuminated the entire kitchen. It looked like a mirror reflection on the sun, if they shine it right on your eyes, almost blinding you. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 365. To hear the rest of our stories, including that story about a woman who's plagued by voices, sounds, feelings, basically, if you get a sense for it, it's there and it is checking that box saying, hi, I'm here. You can smell me. You can taste me. You can feel me. You can hear me. You can see me in all different ways, just literally driving this person out of their mind. Truly an infestation story. If you want to hear that, become an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. In addition to that, you also get access to all 365 bonus episodes, jam-packed with our best ghost stories we've ever gotten. That plus our archive of regular episodes that go into the thousands that have fallen off of Apple Podcasts and everything else because there's just so many damn episodes. You get access to all of those, all of them ad-free, plus our new episodes, you get them in advance of everybody else, and those too, ad-free. Patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com and sign up to be an extra podcast person, an EPP. You sign up there, $5 a month, or go for a year and get 1 month free. Yeah, along with everything else I just said. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And thanks for your support.